From one complex U.S. foreign policy challenge to perhaps the most intractable one, the Mideast peace process, Secretary of State John Kerry has been pushing hard for a new agreement between Israelis and Palestinians. He envisions a deal that establishes a Palestinian state alongside Israel. The Israeli government has many views about that one. In fact, there are ministers inside the same ruling coalition fighting over Kerry's plan. Reporter Daniel Estrin has more.
Israeli lawmakers from across the political divide throw insults at each other all the time. But what's happening these days is different. Ministers from within the governing coalition are attacking each other, very publicly, mostly about the peace process. A lawmaker in parliament the other day rattled off a list of recent insults between ministers. When the foreign minister said that the unity of the nation is more important than keeping the West Bank, economy minister Naftali Bennett said he was flip-flopping and called him a lefty, a double insult. Bennett also accused the prime minister of moral confusion. The prime minister threatened to fire him if he didn't apologize. The justice minister attacked the deputy defense minister. The list goes on.
Einer besonderen privilegierten Partnerschaft.
Then there was yesterday's brouhaha. European Union Parliament President Martin Schulz gave a speech in German and questioned whether Israel was denying Palestinians some access to much-needed water. The economy minister's hardline party stormed out of the Israeli Knesset halfway through the speech. When we are spat upon and lies are told, I will not shut up, ever, the minister said.
We are remaining our agenda, and we promote it, and we're not afraid.
That's Yoni Shetboun, a lawmaker in the economy minister's pro-settler party called Jewish Home. It's one thing for his Jewish Home party to protest world figures like the EU Parliament president for comments on Palestinians. But his party is in the prime minister's cabinet and criticizing its own political partners, the prime minister included. But Shetboun says he doesn't want you, the American listener, to get the wrong impression.
When the citizens in the United States hear, they think that the Jewish Home is the extremist party. No, my role is to defend our interests. The Palestinian state, it's not the solution for our conflict.
So if his party does not believe in negotiating the creation of a Palestinian state on land Israel occupies, which is what his coalition partners are doing right now, why doesn't his party leave the coalition?
Our role, it's to maintain it and you're on the right side of the political map of Israel.
That is, to make sure Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu does not sign a deal for a Palestinian state. This is a most unusual governing coalition.
Normally, those coalitions are relatively cohesive on one issue. And it's usually the Palestinian issue that you'll have all doves or you'll have all hardliners together with some centrists.
Gil Hoffman is chief political correspondent for the Jerusalem Post. He says there is one thing, though, that coalition partners are working on together, and that's a law expected to pass soon that requires asking the nation whether to give up land for a Palestinian state.
And then it would be brought to a referendum which is a political tool of a coward that says, I don't want to decide. People, you decide. And then if the people say yes, which all polls say they would, then it could very well be that Bennett or others will say, you know, I'm going to argue with the people.
With an impossible coalition of ministers who want to leave the West Bank and ministers who do not want to leave the West Bank, perhaps letting the people make the tough choices could be one way to keep the Israeli government from tearing itself apart. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.